Strong hands worked the fuller, drawing out the glowing orange metal and shaping it to the black smiter's will. There were calluses on those hands, testimony to the long hours spent toiling before the flame. Rough fingers gripped the hammer's worn haft as it rose and fell, beating the fire-scaled iron until it made a taper. The black smiter added a second taper to the first, and the metal became a point.
Pass me the tongs.
As tough as cured leather, the black smiter held out a bare hand. Beneath the soot, it had a healthy tan from time spent tracking the Iridian plain for gemstones. He took the proffered tool and clamped it around the spear point. Steam erupted in a hissing cloud as the hot metal touched the surface of the water in the drum. It reminded the sun of Mount Deathfire, snoring loudly in her sleep and choking the sky with her smoky breath.
"She is the heart blood,"
his father had told him once. He remembered he was barely a year old and already taller and stronger than most of the men in the town. Standing upon the mountain's flanks, they had watched her vent and spew her wrath. At first, the boy had wanted to flee, not out of fear for himself. His will was as iron in that regard, but because he was scared for his father. Inbel had quietened the boy with a gesture. Holding his palm flat against his chest, he bade his son do the same.
"Respect the fire. Respect her. She is life and death, my boy,"
he had said to him.
"Our salvation and our doom."
Our salvation and our doom. Such was the way of things on Nocturne. In the old tongue, it meant darkness or night, and it was every inch the benighted world, but it was the only home he had ever known. After a few moments, the billowing steam from the sundered metal ebbed, and Inbel lifted it out of the water drum and presented it to his son. It was still incredibly hot, the glow of the forge not yet faded.
"See, a new tip for your spear."
He smiled, and the old smiter's face creased like leather. There was a rime of soot around his soft eyes, and his thinning cheeks were powdered with ash. His scalp was shaved, and there were branding scars on the bald pate.
"You'll kill plenty of Sorok on the Iridian plain with it."
The sun returned the old man's smile. "I could have done it myself, father." Inbel was cleaning his tools, smacking off the fire scale and brushing away the soot. It was dark in the forge, all the better to see the temperature of the metal and gauge its readiness. The air was thick with the scent of burning and thickened by the heat. Far from oppressive, the sun found the conditions invigorating. He liked it here. He felt safe, a measure of solace he couldn't emulate anywhere else on Nocturne. His father's tools hung in racks upon the walls, only hinted at in the gloom, and lay upon benches and anvils of all sizes and shapes. The son had strong hands, and here in the forge and workshop was where he could put them to best use. Inbel kept his eyes on his work and didn't notice the son's brief reverie.
"I am a humble blacksmiter. I don't possess the skills of the metal shapers, nor do I have the wisdom of an earth shaman. But I'm still your father, and a father likes to do things for a beloved son."
The son frowned and approached the old man tentatively. "What's wrong?" Inbel kept cleaning the tools for a short while longer before his arms sagged to his sides and he sighed. He set the hammer down atop the anvil and looked his son in the eye.
"I know what you have come here to ask me, lad. You don't need to deny it."
The pain at his father's discomfort was etched on the son's face. "I'm not trying to hurt you, father."
"I know that, but you deserve the truth. I am just afraid of what it will mean when you have it."
The son held N'Bell's shoulder and cupped the older man's chin. It was like a child's in his immense hand, and he towered over the black smiter.
"You raised me and gave me a home. You will always be my father."
Tears welled in N'Bell's eye, and he wiped them away as he broke from his son's embrace.
"Follow me,"
he said, and they walked to the back of the stone forge. For as long as the son could remember, there had been an old anvil sat in the gloom there. It was shrouded in a leather tarp that N'Bell ripped away and cast to the floor. Rust colonized the surface of the massive anvil, and it shocked the son to see such disrepair. N'Bell barely noticed as he braced his shoulder against the ruddy metal side. He strained, and the anvil scraped forwards a fraction.
"I didn't raise a giant of a son just so I could still do all of my own heavy lifting,"
he said wryly.
"A little help for your old man?"
Ashamed he'd just been looking on, the son joined him at once, and together they moved the great anvil aside. He barely felt the weight. The strength in his arms was incredible and extended to every muscle and sinew in his body. But the simple act of working together with his father was soul-enriching. N'Bell was sweating when it was done and wiped a hand across his brow.
"I'm sure I used to be stronger," he gasped.
The levity was short-lived as he pointed to a square recess sunken into the floor.
"There."
It was thick with soot and dust, but the son realized at once that it was some kind of trapdoor.
"Has this been here all the time?"
"I bless the day you came to us," said N'Bell. "You were, and still are, a miracle."
The son looked at his father, but he gave nothing away. He knelt down and felt around the edges of the square depression in the floor. His fingers found purchase, and in a feat of strength that no other man in the township could have managed, the son lifted the great stone slab into the air. Despite its weight, he set it down carefully and then stared into the dark passageway it revealed, retreating back into the earth.
"What's down there?"
"Ever since I've known you, you've never shown fear. Not even the drakes below the mountain gave you pause."
"I fear this," he admitted openly. "Now I'm faced with it, I'm not sure I want the truth."
N'Bell placed a reassuring hand on his shoulder.
"You will always be my son. Always."
He took his first steps into the darkness and found a stone stairway underfoot that clacked loudly with his every footfall. As the son went deeper, the edge of something hard and metallic began to resolve out of the blackness.
"I see something."
"Do not fear it, lad."
"I see..."
Echoing through the walls of the forge, a low, reverberant bellow stopped the son's next faltering step. It was a warning. Up in one of the town's watchtowers, a horn was being blown. Even deep within the forge, N'Bell and his son heard it. Relief swept through the son as he abandoned the dark hollow and returned to the forge's gloomy light above.
"Truth will have to wait," he said.
N'Bell was scowling, reaching for his spear, his favored hammer already tucked into his tool belt.
"Dusk wraiths."
Every tribe on Nocturne had its legends about them. They were the night fiends, the stealers of flesh, the dark specters, a waking nightmare brought to life when the skies became as crimson and the clouds boiled overhead. Few who'd seen them had lived, and even those rare individuals were forever broken by the experience. Horror stories given form, they were alien slavers who stole people from their homes and carried them away on their ships into the endless dark. None who entered that place ever returned. The son snarled.
"Are we to be forever hunted?"
"It is the anvil, that is all,"
said N'Bell.
"Endure it, be tempered by it, and become stronger.
I am already strong, father.
Inbel gripped his son's shoulder.
You are, Vulcan, stronger than you know.
Together they ran from the forge and out into the town.